I just want to celebrate Ryan Himes' guitar. Week 3 in the NFL, baby. Come on, let's go. What do you say, boys? Hey. It's time for the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast live from Lexington, Kentucky.
It's time. We have no rehearsals coming into this.
No.
Thank God, because if we did rehearse, we'd be even worse than we already are.
Can you imagine worse? Can you imagine? Think for it for a moment. Just
no.
Give it a second of your mind.
Beer Man, how are you today, buddy?
I'm good, Brad. How are you?
I'm good as well. Thanks for showing up.
What? Was that a concern?
No, I was not a concern. I was just, it's like I see Dennis around here every day. I never see you.
Oh.
That's the problem around here.
That's the problem, Beer Man.
Because
I'm
Lord
hustling.
Knows, more of you and less of him would be a good thing.
Is this what we talk about, how I'm in first place?
You're in first place?
Is that why
He's
it's bothering
first
you?
Place?
Is that why
Let's recap our best bets from last week on this show. I was 2-1.
I was 1-0?
I was 0-1.
That's okay. It's what you get for going against Brad Taylor here at ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300.
My quarterback went out in the first quarter, and I still won mine. I took San Francisco.
Well, I was going to say, in all fairness, a better quarterback came in.
Well, that may be true. Are you trying to say I'm to blame for
Trey Lance's
ankle?
No, not at all. I'm just saying.
Because it would be cool if I could do that.
That is the one team where the backup is probably better than the starter.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good point because our friends in the desert now have the odds are lower on San Francisco. In other words, you don't get as much bang for your buck picking San Francisco to win the Super Bowl today as you did this time last week. So the odds have changed in San Francisco's favor.
Wow. We love talking about gambling, don't we? It's so much fun. Did you do well this weekend with all of your bets, Brad?
Of course I did. I text you guys my picks.
Of course I did.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah,
you know what?
I got your college picks.
Well, the college picks. This is a pro football podcast. This is not a college football podcast.
I
also
saying.
Hear someone was complaining about my picks over the weekend. My 3-5 college picks.
Yeah, the college picks. I just followed them blindly. I'm like,
we were 3-5 in college over the weekend. You want me to say it out loud? Okay, we were 3-5.
Well, you kind of come in like this lofty character of great repute that never swings and misses. And
hey, when you're right 53% of the time, you're wrong 47% of the time. My good friend Smooth Jimmy Apollo told me that. And that's words that I live by. And when you get knocked down, you got to get back up just as strong as you did when you got knocked down.
Anyway, week 2, what were your favorite moments?
I can tell you what kind of ticked me off.
Okay.
There were several games that I'm rocking. My team looks great. The fourth quarter hits, and it's like, how did the Rams give up the spread to the Falcons when they're up 28-3.
And the Arizona Cardinals coming back on a great hit by a rookie.
And the Jets coming back on Cleveland because Kareem Hunt that scored the touchdown. And even after the fact, he's like, I probably shouldn't have scored that touchdown. You know, it's just little things like that. As
Any
a gambler
given...
that you're just like, oh, my God.
Any given Sunday. Well, yeah, but for every, oh, my God, there was jubilation on the other side of the coin. Somebody else bet the other side and won. So
if you're live betting these games, second half, fourth quarter, there are some big, big jackpots.
There's some
hitting.
Big swings for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They had the Jets at 175-1. Points bet had the Jets in the fourth quarter, 175-1 to win that game. Not one person put one dime
wow.
on the Jets at 175-1.
Wow. Yeah, I know that ESPN stats had it at 99.9% sealed as a Cleveland victory. Crazy. What do you ever bet live betting, Brad?
Oh yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, when I don't have action on the game and then all of a sudden the game has moved kind of in the opposite way and then it's got buy low, sell high. It's the ultimate buy low, sell high time.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Okay, week 3. You ready?
Week 3. Are we already up to week 3?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I know my fantasy teams that I have not been paying attention to are not happy that it's week 3 because Lord knows we need to pay a little bit more attention to fantasy
on this football.
Not on this podcast, though.
Not on this podcast.
All right, let's go to Thursday Night Football. Remember, we're doing this on a Wednesday evening. We're doing this show. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cleveland Browns, Jacoby Brissett against Mitchell Trubisky. Who had that matchup 6 months ago for these two teams? Browns a 4.5-point favorite here, and the Total is 38.5 Dead Air Dennis.
There's no way I'm going to give Jacoby Brissett 4.5 points. I'm sorry. I'm taking Pittsburgh in that game. But after a couple of bangers to get Thursday Night Football started, we're back to the typical midseason form of the boring, ugly Thursday Night Football games. I mean, it's Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and neither one of these teams are very good. This comes from a Bengals fan, of course. But they're not, and I'm taking Pittsburgh in the points.
Pittsburgh looked bad against New England. Cleveland looked bad in the last quarter against the Jets and lost. I feel like Cleveland's ticked off, but it's a short week. This game's going to be clunky. You're putting more than a field goal out there, and I'm going to take the underdog, so I'll take Pittsburgh.
Both you guys make good points on this one. Pittsburgh is the play, but I love the under here. We're looking at a little bit of weather. There's going to be some wind up in Cleveland in this one. And if you give me Brissett versus Trubisky, I think that's going to be a defensive-oriented game. We'll lead with you guys on Pittsburgh, but love the under 38.5 total here. Let's get to the Sunday games. Let's start with the Bengals. Bengals and Jets. Joe Burrow, 0-2 against Joe Flacco, who pulled off a miracle last week. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week, and then this week, the Bengals right now, 5-point favorite. We've seen this line kind of fluctuate a little bit. This line started with the Jets about a 5.5, but the total here, 43 started, now it's at 45. Fear man.
Joe Burrow did not play in the preseason. Obviously, he had the appendectomy. I feel like that's what's caused some issues in his first couple of games. Eventually, he's got to build some chemistry. I know the offensive line is struggling with chemistry and stuff like that. Jets are coming off a major high. The Bengals are the play here, in my opinion. But I said that last week, so I'm a little apprehensive.
Bengals are the play, but I'm taking New York. Listen, until the Bengals prove to me that they've got things figured out, I'm not going to bet them. I wouldn't bet this game anyway. Does L. Collins still play for the Dallas Cowboys? Because he sure looked like it in Sunday's game. I was watching that game. God, he looked awful on that O-line. You know, that's the problem. I would love to sit down with Joe Burrow and say, Joe, do you blame your wide receivers, your O-line, or yourself? Because you know he would blame himself in all of that to the press. But, you know, but that offensive line is truly offensive. They haven't played together. It's obvious. It takes a while. Think about it. I mean, it's like UK basketball every season. You know, you got four new guys and one old guy, and, you know, and they struggle initially. It takes a while to figure those things out. The problems are obvious, but I'm still not betting that team until they get their bleep together.
There was either three drives or four drives. I can't remember where the drive started, the Bengals first and 15. That's how the drive had to start because they had a false start. They, you know, and they were constantly in the hole before the drive even began.
Brad?
There have been a lot of teams start 0-2 this century, but none of those were touchdown favorites in both of those games. Mm-hmm. The Bengals have been great buy low spot. If I had to go this game, and we remember last year when the Bengals were 11-point favorites going up to New York and they lost the game straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Mike White. If I had to take anybody, I'm like you guys. I'm with the Jets and the points, but I think it's a very good buy low spot for the Bengals here.
I do just want to say that the Bengals have been beaten so far this season by two backup quarterbacks. This week will be their third backup quarterback, and if they remove Joe Flacco at some point in the game and put Mike White in just for fun, just to kick it in, that'd be four backup quarterbacks in 3 weeks.
Wow.
That would be epic. Go Cincinnati. I'm pissed.
Well, Mitch is not really a backup per se.
Well, he is in my book.
Well.
All right, let's go to the beer man's favorite game. Houston and Chicago. A game for only the fans and the gamblers here. Davis Mills and Justin Fields, a quarterback of the ages matchup. Bears 2.5-point favorite. 40.5 is the total. We'll start with the beer man here.
I would definitely go with the under right here. Justin Fields is going to throw the ball more than he did last week. I didn't understand the game plan. I mean, Green Bay was running great. Chicago was running great. And then when all you need is a run, you screw that up. It was just baffling to me. I love the thought of Lovie Smith coming back to Soldier Field, but the only people that are going to know that are the fans. None of those players were there when Lovie was there. But I'm going to stick with my Bears once again and lay the 2.5.
Houston probably wins this game outright. They play hard. They're sticking around. They've got a young secondary that's playing very well together, which is something Cincinnati might take some notes from. And, you know, the offense is still finding themselves. Damian Pierce, is that his last name, Pierce?
Mm-hmm.
The running back looks great. I mean, the kid's got a future. The Bears are, you know, struggling. Not to say that I'm against the Bears. I think David Montgomery looked pretty good. The Bears initially looked good in that game against Green Bay, and then Green Bay just wore them down. So give me Houston, maybe to win outright.
I like the Lovie Smith angle because all the people that were there when Lovie Smith was there in Chicago, they're all gone.
Except for the president.
Well, okay, for the president.
And this is his last year.
Right, exactly. So nobody for Chicago on that field is going to have any emotional tie to Lovie Smith whatsoever. No. While his players are going to be like, oh, I know he wants to go up there and stick it to him. So maybe a little bit of emotional factor for Houston in this one. I hate to say it. I'm with Dennis on this one. I think that Houston, you're going to give me the 2.5. I'll take the 2.5 here and the Houston Texans. Maybe a straight up win, but I don't think I would go money line on this one. But yeah, I think the Texans at the 2.5. I think I have the quarterback, the better quarterback in this one. Davis Mills on the road. I think you might see better stats passing-wise at the end of this game.
You know, Chicago has only thrown, I believe, 28 passes.
Right.
The next team up has thrown 50.
The first game in the monsoon, though, you got to kind of throw that one out. Nobody's going to throw in that, no matter how good a quarterback you are.
Okay.
And the best plays in that game were when Justin Fields was throwing the ball.
Okay.
All right.
Don't get personal about it. Yeah, we're just talking about football here. I mean, it's not personal. It's not like we have a ton of personal pride on these games at all and just sticking it to each other in their face.
It's a podcast.
Yes, exactly. Baltimore Ravens, New England Patriots, Lamar Jackson, Mac Jones. Line here, Baltimore down to a 2.5-point favorite. We saw 3 earlier in the day, but now it's down to 2.5. 43.5 your total. Dennis.
I know Belichick probably loves beating Harbaugh. Harbaugh's going to have a chip on his shoulder after losing that game last week. I'm taking Baltimore. And, I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be tough. But give me Baltimore.
I'm kind of the same way. Lamar is out to prove anything and everything that he can so he can get that paycheck at the end of the year. Lamar played great against Miami.
Yeah, but what else do they have? Nothing.
Well,
nothing. A horrible secondary, horrible defense. An O-line that has starting to raise a lot of questions and starting to get very old.
But what does New England have?
Well, they've got youth. They've got some youth on their side.
Nah, I'm going to go with you, though, and I'm going to take Baltimore in this game and you know, give the 2.5 again.
I want to take the Patriots to the points here, not because of anything Belichickian, but just because I'm not a big believer in Baltimore right now. And, yeah, I know the Baltimore, they were up 21 last week, and I know New England, you know, they did beat Pittsburgh pretty good in the stats last week. But I think this is a spot for Baltimore where we see a little contrarian action because we've seen this line kind of move towards the Patriots a lot.
Baltimore's secondary is pretty young, and New England doesn't go very deep very often with Mac Jones. So I don't think that's a concern in this game.
Let's go to the next game. The Super Bowl favorite, Buffalo Bills, against the Miami Dolphins, and a quarterback who threw 6 touchdowns last week, Josh Allen versus Tua. Line here is Miami, a 6-point dog, total 52.5, Beer Man.
There's still not a spread out there that I'm going to not take Buffalo in this one. They're significantly better. Where Buffalo is strong, Miami is weak. I think Miami's got a really good team, but they are a second-place team in this division. I will easily lay that 6.
Not so fast, Beer Man. I'm taking the Fins in this one, man. These two teams know each other well. Miami is the value play here. Miami is underrated. Nobody knows what they got. Everybody knows about Buffalo this and Buffalo that. And he gets so tired of hearing how great Josh Allen is. He is great. I agree with him, but let's not crown him the savior just yet, okay? Let's let them get there. I'm taking Miami and the points. Thank you very much.
Name the 2 other quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history that have thrown 6 touchdowns in a game other than Tua.
I'm going to go with Dan Marino.
That is correct. Very good.
And probably Fitzpatrick.
No. Oh, it might be Fitzpatrick, but it's probably the original dude, Bob Greasy.
Bob Greasy is correct. By the way, Bob Greasy in the two Super Bowls that Miami won back in the 70s threw 14 passes or completed 14 passes in those two games combined.
Wow.
That should tell you how much the game has changed
over
the years. Yeah. But let's get back to today. I'm with Dennis on this one. I like Miami here. I like them a lot. I think you're getting a lot of value, the team coming off a big win. And I like the under the total because we've seen this. That's the highest total on the board this week, 52.5. Two offensive teams. Then you're going to see some defense, a little bit of wind forecasted in Miami too. We're going to take under two of my best bets. Dolphins in the six, under the 52.5. Let's go to now some the worst teams in the NFL. New Orleans and Carolina, Jameis Winston and Baker Mayfield. Line here, New Orleans a 3-point road favorite in division, total 40.5. Beerman, or Dennis, or whoever wants to go.
Go ahead, Beerman.
I keep thinking that Carolina has more, and they don't. I mean, they've kind of lost to two bad teams already. And you feel like, when are they going to break out? I don't think they're going to break out. New Orleans is a little peeved over last week. They've got the better defense. I hate constantly taking favorites, but I'm going to go with New Orleans in this one.
Baker in the new system has not looked good. Baker looked good in Cleveland when he was healthy. I still think he's got something to prove. I still think he's got plenty in the tank if he can just stay healthy and learn this new system. Jameis makes mistakes. And that's a real problem for New Orleans, as we found out last week. It's a home game, and this line should be a little bit more than what it is. Carolina should be getting more points in a natural world, and I think Carolina might even win this game outright.
I'm with you again, Dennis. I want to take the home dog. We love these September divisional dogs, too. They do very well. And I always like to take these 0-2 teams that are both 0-2 straight up and 0-2 against the spread.
Yep.
Carolina getting the three here. That's one of my best bets. Let's go to the next game. Detroit and Minnesota. Big game for Jason Goff last week against Kirk
Cousins.
Jared Goff. I knew a Jason Goff. That's why I call him Jason. Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins, another Monday Night Football cropper. Vikings a 6-point favorite. Total 52.5, Dennis.
Yeah, I think the Lions have the second highest scoring offense in the NFL right now, which is just awesome. I'm not a fan of the Detroit Lions per se, but I love seeing things like this happen. Patrick Patterson is in the secondary for the Minnesota Vikings. He's starting to show his age. I think this is a one-score game, and I will take the Lions.
Minnesota coming off a short week in a game where they got embarrassed. I don't know. I feel like you're going to be focused. You're going to rebound. I don't love this one. I don't feel great taking it, but I'll take Minnesota.
Take the over two, and Justin Jefferson goes off in this game.
I would definitely take – Detroit's defense is awful. I mean, they're basically winning on offense.
I'm going to take the Lions here in the points. Not a best bet, but I'd like to take the division dog here. 9 of the last 11 times Detroit has taken the field. Detroit has covered the spread. We give Dan Campbell a lot of grief for being a clown of a coach, but he is 9-2 in his last 11 games against the spread. Slightly to Detroit getting the points here. Let's go to Indianapolis, the Chiefs and the Colts. Patrick Mahomes against Matt Ryan. Chiefs 6.5-point favorite. Total 50.5 out in the desert. Beerman.
Okay, you just said that line, and I always get concerned when the line from Vegas doesn't make sense. You're like, it's sitting there for Kansas City to take. Why wouldn't you take Kansas City in that one? Indy's 0-2. They're already playing for their life. I'm going to take Indy.
Indy has been nothing short of a complete and total disaster. I mean, you got Indianapolis got shut out? Are you kidding me? Like, it doesn't surprise me that somebody else got shut out. Seattle last week? Somebody did. I don't know. Anyway, it's such a disaster. That line should be Indianapolis. They should be getting 10 or 11 points.
Oh, I agree.
Right? So I'm taking Indy and the points because something's up.
Well, I hate this because we're all on the Colts in this one, it feels like. I'm with you guys. So, you know, we talk about overreaction theater. I think we're getting that. Matt Ryan sacked 5 times, intercepted 3 times, 24-0 last week. Who in their right mind would take the Colts this week? You're going to give me 6.5? I'm going to take the Colts, one of my best bets this week. A little bit of overreaction, I think, to the Colts. And granted, they did look bad last week. I think you're going to see the Colts, you know, come in ready to play this week.
Embarrassment will make a grown man try harder.
Definitely.
Yeah, and we're seeing the like another 0-2 against the spread team here, something we like to take. Las Vegas and Tennessee, Derek Carr and Ryan Tannehill. Vegas, a 2-point favorite in Nashville, Dennis.
God, can we just skip this game? I can't figure Tennessee out. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't know who I like in this game. I really don't have a pick in this game. What's the line now?
2.
2.
Vegas, 2-point favorite.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Tennessee, and I don't want to, but my pick is going to land on Tennessee. Home field advantage, embarrassment against the Bills. Yeah, Tennessee.
Vegas 0-2 in two games that realistically they either should have won or, you know, lost on a last. Vegas is a better team right here. They're in a division where they know they have to win. I'm going to take Vegas and lay the 2 against last year's AFC number one seed, which makes no sense to me. Now that you look at it, they look like they got old really quick.
Tennessee, one of my best bets of the week. I think they, we talk about the 0-2 teams. I like their coaching situation. I like Vrabel more than Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels has never proven it to me. I don't even know if he's a head coach material, so to speak. Great teaser option, Tennessee getting the 2 here. Push it up to 8 through the 3 of the 7. Davante Adams only got 2 catches last week.
It's incredible, isn't it? This is a matchup of Belichick disciples, you know.
So that's true.
There's that fun angle.
Vrabel the most proven, though. And
But Vrabel never coached under Belichick. He was just a player.
Right, and that's why I've always liked him a lot more than I have these assistants, the Charlie Weisses of the world, so to speak, that have come on and coached, and they've all failed for the most part.
Mangini Charlie Mangini Weiss and Romeo
Crennel. He turned Belichick into the NFL. Yeah, that was wonderful.
The Belichick tree of coaching.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Or like a bonsai tree of coaching. But anyway. Philadelphia, Washington, NFC East matchup. There is no Ron Jaworski versus Joe Theismann here. It's Jalen Hurts versus Carson Wentz. Philly, 6.5-point favorite. 47.5 total. Dennis.
Carson's Commandos or Washington's Wentzes. That would be a better name, wouldn't it? Washington's Wentzes. I think I'm taking Washington in this game. Philadelphia coming off the big bust up on Minnesota in week 2. I Washington's got some players. I mean, that offense is stacked with lots of – I mean, even down to the backup running back, J.D. McKissick. Strong guy on third down. You can't beat him. So, their defense is still lackluster, and I think they're still missing Chase Young. But give me Washington and the points just for fun.
Philadelphia is young. They're coming off a short week. They feel like they're the best team in the NFC. I think they win this game, but I do think that Washington covers. Philly will probably be up 14 in the fourth quarter, and then Washington will come storming back just to screw it for gamblers.
How dare you screw the gamblers? This is Washington. We love the September divisional dogs. We'll take Washington and the points. You're going to give me 6.5. One of my best bets, Washington getting 6.5 at home. Let's go to the 4:00 games now. Jacksonville coming off that impressive win over the Colts last week. That's a long time since you could say impressive win with Jaguars.
No, they had an impressive win over the Colts at the end of the year last year.
Well, other than the Colts, it's been a long time they've had an impressive win. Chargers, Justin Herbert, is he 100% healthy? There's still some whispers here as of Wednesday evening whether he's 100%, whether he will start. But as of now, the Chargers, 7-point favorites with a total of 47.5, Beerman.
You talk about the Chargers. So he comes out, it looks like he can't even throw a ball to the 3-yard line. The very next play without coming out, he whips one 40 yards down the field. It almost looked like he faked the play before, even though that long throw was on a fourth down. I like the Chargers to be dominant. Jacksonville kind of smells a little blood in the water in that division. I think Jacksonville might be the favorite to win that division right now with the Colts struggling. I think Jacksonville keeps up the pressure and they cover, but they don't win. So I'll take the Jags.
Silence the whispers. Let's just go ahead and say it. That dude is hurt. I mean, he is busted up, whether he plays or not. I mean, 1, 2, 3 hits and he's, I mean, don't know how he's going to pull it off. And I love that Trevor Lawrence is coming into form.
What is it? Fractured rib cartilage? Is that what they said?
Something like that. And you know who the team doctor is? The same guy that stuck a needle in Tyrod Taylor a couple of years ago.
Dr. Vinnie Boombots?
Whatever. Same as Michael Jackson's doctor.
That's Rodney Dangerfield's doctor. Dr. Vinnie Boombots.
Yeah, so give me the Jags, man. I love the points. I don't like Jacksonville having to travel out west, but I'm taking points in that game. And I think Jacksonville is showing some fire and some spunk and spark. And I love it. I think it's great. I like this turnaround.
If Justin Herbert starts, I will stay away from this game, but I would lean towards the Jaguars. But if the backup, Chase Daniel, starts for the Chargers, who got one play in last week, Chase Daniel has made $41 million in the NFL, and I think he started something like 8 games in his career. So that is a man who's been around, cashed a lot of tickets, but he's kind of been skating with these great backup quarterbacks. Yeah, but I would take Jacksonville the points. But if Herbert starts or does not start, excuse me, then this line will change. We'll get a lot closer to maybe a field goal line here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's buyer beware right now if you're taking Justin Herbert. Here's a game for the ages: Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Bucks, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Bucks a 1-point favorite right now, 41.5 the total, Dennis.
It's an awful low total, isn't it? I think I would play that under. That Tampa Bay defense is real. And I'm surprised that Tampa Bay has played as well overall, both sides of the ball, as well as they have. I didn't predict it. I didn't see it. I didn't think it was going to happen. But, so I've been wrong. But I'm going to be wrong again. I'm going to take Green Bay.
Oh, wow. Battle of the Bays used to be a huge division rival back when Tampa Bay was in that division. Although Tampa Bay always sucked. Green Bay looks great on the run. Tampa Bay is great against the run. Aaron Rodgers still struggling with the younger receivers. I'm going to take Tampa Bay in this game, especially since they're at home.
Have you been looking at my paper, Dennis? I know we talked about this game a little bit before the game. Because we have agreed a little too much for my pleasure here tonight. That means I'm in big trouble. I might not have to. I don't think I should bet this week, knowing that I've agreed with you so many times. I'm taking Green Bay, one of my best bets here. No Mike Evans for Tampa in this one. Right. So, and the last time we saw these two teams get together, it was Green Bay should have won that NFC Championship game a couple years ago. Yeah, I think the Packers are healthier. And I think they have the better coach. And to be honest with you right now, I think they have the better quarterback.
They have the better quarterback right now. Let's be honest. Yeah. Tom Brady is what he is. He's the greatest. But Aaron Rodgers is younger. He's got more zip on the ball. And he's probably a little more motivated, too, to be honest. And Chris Godwin and Julio Jones may also be out of this game. So, make that wide receiver note. And I'll guarantee you that's not in your notes.
The Hall of Fame class 5 years from now is going to be solid with both of these guys.
Yeah.
I will say this. Tampa is playing a lot differently, if you've watched them this year, more on the defensive end, and that's a reflection of their coach because Bruce Arians was all about the offense and Todd Bowles is all about the defense. You can see that on the field too. So, I'm with the Packers on this one. Let's go to Seattle, the Falcons and the Seahawks. Marcus Mariota and Geno Smith. There's a quarterback battle for you. Seattle, 2-point favorite, total 42. Spearman.
Game's in Seattle. Enough said. 12th man will carry them through, just like they did for against Denver. So I'll take Seahawks.
I didn't see your notes, Brad. I saw Beer Man's. That's why I'm going against him. Sorry, I just thought that was funny. I'm taking Atlanta, Marcus Mariota, the better quarterback, the one with more to prove, and on the road. The Falcons have played very well. They've played cohesively. They have played as a team on both sides of the ball. It's honestly, it's pretty impressive. Nobody saw this coming, that they would be in both of the games that they played.
They were down 28-3 to the Rams.
I understand. Did they give up?
No, they didn't give up, but I think the Rams were like, yeah, we're good.
Okay, well, the Rams are stupid.
Well, I don't disagree.
Give me Atlanta.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, the Rams are stupid.
Is that two O's that's, or a U? Okay. The Rams are stupid. Okay.
Stupid Rams.
You know, see, here's the thing. I have this legal pad here. I've circled all the teams that I'm going to take. So I have Atlanta circled here on this one. So I think somebody got a... I think somebody got my little legal pad of easy cash money over here. I'm taking the Falcons at the points.
There you go.
Big step down in class. They've played the Saints. They've played the Rams. Those mm-hmm. are two good teams.
Yep.
Now they're playing the Seahawks. Not yep. so good. Seattle, I know the 12th man. I know they're always, you know, we had him week one, that Monday night game. Yeah, but Seattle's been outgained by 169 yards a game on average so far. I'm going to take Atlanta getting the two. Probably a straight-up win on that one. Let's go to Arizona. Let's go to the desert. The Rams in Arizona, Matthew Stafford and Kyler Murray. The line here, Rams 3.5-point favorite. Very tricky hook there, along with 48.5 total, Dennis.
I don't have a pick in this game. I think I would take Arizona and the points. I don't think the Rams have looked particularly inspiring in either of their games. And I know there's a lot of pressure, and I've been against Arizona so far this season, but that was an impressive win last week. They may come in overinflated, and they may did we do it again?
Yes, we did it again. Oh, my God. I'm not going to.
Wow.
I've got That's all crazy. My, I'll let you see this in a minute. Well, I know you've already looked at it anyway.
No, I have not. I swear to God.
Cheaters never prosper.
Stafford, another one that didn't play during the preseason.
Yeah.
Game three is about when he should be able to start gelling. Arizona, 7 out of 8 quarters, has been absolute hot garbage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't foresee them being able to put together 4 quarters, whereas the Rams, you know what? They're realizing that people are out for them now. I'm taking the Rams.
The last 7 times Arizona has been a road underdog, they have won the game outright. Mm. That is an NFL record going back to 1980.
Wow.
That the statisticians have kind of run. Yeah, Kyler Murray, I'm not going to go against him at home getting more than a field goal. The Rams just don't look like the Rams right now.
Right,
they just don't. They just don't have that little flair, you know, that little feeling that they had last year. I just don't think they can cover 3.5. I think the old September divisional dog. I'll take Arizona getting the 3.5 here. Let's go to Sunday night. Jimmy Garoppolo is back against Russell Wilson, the Denver Broncos. This is what the desert tells you. San Francisco 1.5 favorite in Denver against Russell Wilson. Beer man.
When Trey went down and Garoppolo came in, that game was over. I thought to myself, San Francisco was going to have their best week of practices. And at that time, I didn't really know who they were going to be playing. And, of course, it's Denver in Mile High, where Denver really doesn't lose. But they're not right. I think their coach is awful. Yes. They have made the absolute wrong choice there. He doesn't know what he's doing. And, you know, you go with San Francisco's coach, for Christ's sake.
Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan. I think he's one of the best coaches in the game. Denver will eventually probably start to figure it out. I don't think this is the week that they're going to do it. I think the 49ers are happy that Garoppolo is back, and I think San Francisco wins the game.
Great point about the head coach. He's doing two or three different jobs over there. He's calling plays offensively and defensively, and he's not doing a very good job of either one of them. And there's a lot to be said for this whole quarterback in a new system thing. And you look around the league, and you can see how all of the new quarterbacks all of the quarterbacks that are in new systems are struggling with it. And Russell Wilson is right there in the middle of it. I like San Francisco in this spot. I like them a lot. And, I think they're going to play hard for Jimmy Garoppolo, too, for some reason. The defense, you can't argue the defense. They've got skill position players all over the field. San Francisco.
If memory serves correct, Brady started to gel about the break. Mid-season when they got their bye week. Stafford started to gel mid-season when they got the bye week. So, you know, you got to give Russell Wilson a couple more weeks, I think.
Hackett, the Broncos coach, He was 20-1 to be coach of the year before the season started. And why wouldn't he be? Good team, got a new quarterback. You'd think, oh, that's a candidate. That's the kind of guy usually gets coach of the year. Now his odds, 65-1 to win coach of the year. So a lot of people have soured on him. But hey, you know what? You didn't copy off me on this one. Denver Broncos, one of my best bets of the weekend. This is the spot. 0-2 against the spread. And we're all thinking, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo, we all saw him congratulated when he scored that touchdown last week. Team went crazy for him. This is Jimmy G is back. I get it. Denver, this is their spot. Russell Wilson, you've heard a lot of bad things about Denver the first 2 weeks, and everybody loves San Francisco now. Give me this team that's 0-2 against the spread. Give me Denver at home on a Sunday night football game. Monday night football. Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants. Cooper Rush, 2-0 career as a starter. 2-0 career against the spread as a starter. And Danny Dimes Jones, Giants 1-point favorite. Total 39, Beer Man.
Total 39. Wow.
I don't even want to watch this game. I mean, it's there's nothing about this game that seems interesting.
Okay.
I don't.
Are you done?
For the most part.
I've always enjoyed watching Dallas play the Giants and Dallas play the Washington Redskins because both of those teams in the same conference play very hard against Dallas. They enjoy beating the Cowboys, and they show up. I'm taking the Giants in that game.
Do you really trust the Giants?
No, I don't trust them, no. And Danny Dimes has played, he's outplayed his reputation. And Cooper Rush was fantastic last week. He really did, I mean, he did such an admirable job. I mean, they had such a great plan going into that game. But did they spend all of their tokens on the Pac-Man game and didn't have enough for Miss Pac-Man? I think so. I think they show up short this week.
Well, I was over playing Galaga, so I don't know what you nerds are doing.
Centipede. Centipede.
Joust.
Joust. Joust was good.
Donkey Kong.
Oh, Donkey Kong is the best. We can do a whole podcast.
You want a whole podcast, 80s video games. There we go.
You want to register a pick there, Beer Man? You can copy off me if you want.
You know what? Brian Daboll has certainly injected some excitement in that team.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and go with the Giants in this one.
Last 10 games between the Giants and the Cowboys. Dallas has won 9. They've covered 8. So they have dominated the Giants. But my thing is what I was trying to tell Dennis, do you really trust the Giants to go to 3-0 to start the season? I can't do it.
Wow.
I'm taking Dallas. Not a best bet.
I never looked at it like that.
Do you really trust the Giants to start 3-0 on the season?
I want to change my bet.
I can't do it.
Now the beer man agrees with me.
Give me the point. I don't care. Money line it. I'm taking Dallas. All right, we've gone over all the games. Do we have any best bets? I have quite a few all circled on my paper that Dennis has maybe or maybe not copied. That's all debatable. Who wants to go first?
So it was funny. Last week, my best bet was Cincinnati. I felt like where they were going to be good was where Dallas was bad, and it didn't work out. Twice Buffalo and Miami played last year. Buffalo blew them out both times. I realize that Miami has made some changes and stuff. Buffalo minus the 6 is my favorite bet of the week.
Dennis, would you like me to go before you? Because you look a little preoccupied at the moment.
I've got Houston, Miami, and Atlanta as my 3.
So you're riversiding the beer man on best bet, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, it was successful last week. I don't know why you wouldn't go against. I'm going to be against you too, beer man. I am going to take Miami and the points. The 3 that you took, Dennis, Miami and Houston, and who was the other one you
Atlanta.
Took? Atlanta. I'm taking all 3 of those.
Whoa.
As best bets. All 3 of those. Throw in Carolina. Throw in the Colts. Tennessee. Washington. Green Bay. And Denver. Those are all my best bets.
It's a lot of dogs on my list here.
All mine are dogs.
Wow.
Every single one of mine are dogs. And did I say Arizona? Throw Arizona. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 best bets for this week. All underdogs. By the way, there's 9 home underdogs in the NFL this week. That would be the most in the last 20 years.
Wow.
You don't see that very often in the NFL. A couple of totals I like, too. under the total in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. 38.5 seems like a very low number. In the last 5 years, when you've seen a total of 38.5 or less, the under has hit 8 out of 8 times.
Oh, wow.
That's that first of all tells you that's a low number. It never gets that low very often. But when it is that low, it hits. There's a reason why that number is so low. And I like the under in Miami and Buffalo. I think Buffalo on the road down in Miami, they're not going to put up that 35 points they're used to putting up in these first two games. So those are my, good Lord, 10, 12 best bets. I don't even know how many there were there.
Some great stats and some great information on this podcast. I'm really proud of all three of us.
Yeah.
At least two of us.
Well, I'm proud that somebody copied all my picks, you know, for the first half of this. Obviously, you didn't get to this.
You all differ on three picks.
We differed on three?
You all differ on three picks.
Which ones?
Brad took Dallas. You took the Giants. Brad took Denver. You took San Francisco. And
see, I told you, he didn't get to the end of the picks.
Brad took New England, and you took Baltimore.
Okay.
There you go. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Make a note of it.
Our best bets, our award-winning segment, the best bets here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast. Hopefully, you've been listening and cashing tickets with us. Guys, any parting thoughts? I guess we've done good time this week. Well, I guess we haven't done good time this week.
Fingers crossed for a Bengals win this weekend. I would like to see it, although I don't expect it. Beer man.
Can I cross my fingers for a Bears win? Is that what we're doing?
Of course you can. I'd recommend your toes as well.
Huh?
I would recommend your toes as well.
Oh, that's how many wins we're going to get, fingers and toes.
Your favorite Lovie Smith moment as a Bear coach?
As a Bear coach? I mean, my favorite moment while Lovie Smith was the run back in the Super Bowl from Devin Hester to kick off the Super Bowl.
And they were winning 7-0.
Yeah.
How did they lose that game?
It was raining in Miami.
We had a radio contest going on that. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were broadcasting live from the French Quarter Square Hotel, whatever
the it was Sheraton,
called.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a guy ended up winning $10,000 because of that at our contest because we had a contest going on.
Wow.
If anybody runs back the second half for kickoff for a touchdown, $10,000. And a guy named Joe Welch.
Oh, you remember his name?
I do.
Wow.
And that was what year? You know, I don't know.
2006. Oh.
I was going to think 08. 08.
Yeah, sorry, 08. Yeah.
14 years ago. Crazy.
Peyton Manning's first Super Bowl. It was one of those weird years. Like, I love Chicago, but Peyton Manning's been such a great ambassador that it was kind of hard to not at least feel proud for him. I like the guy.
Peyton Manning's one of the biggest frauds in the history of sports. What are you talking about?
You know what? Behind the camera, maybe so, but I love to watch him play.
Okay. Well.
With himself?
One of these days, I'll give you my diatribe why he's on the Mount Rushmore, my personal Mount Rushmore of jerks in sports, up there with Lance Armstrong and Jim Nantz and a few others. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll get into that down the road. But I don't have enough time.
Didn't give you an interview in Atlanta.
I didn't take my blood pressure medicine today, so I can't really get into it. All right, parting thoughts, guys.
Let's get our kicks, man. Let's just get out of here. What do you say? It's the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you guys. Beer Man and Brad. Cheers.
Thanks, buddies.
And until the next time, as always, thanks a lot, Stivers.
Suck it, Stivers.
Suck on it, Stivers.
Suck on it hard, Stivers.
It's going to change next year. You're not going to be able to do it again next year.
We're going to make you our state bitch.
May the winners. Reflections of the thoughts of Dennis Dillon do not necessarily reflect the thoughts of the rest of us. May the winners be yours.